feel the sword's desire to come to him. You already know, I believe, that the King of Leonia died without an heir of the body. They nodded. I was called to that court, to Chea, as paladins are called, but not, alas, to heal the king. Instead, I bore, unknowing, a treasure of that realm. This sword. She pulled back her cloak. They peered at the sword hilt. Duke Phelan, as the others, merely looked puzzled.
What sword is that?
Asked the High Marshal, into the brief silence that followed. Pox was sure he had already heard the tale, but she merely answered him. According to the testimony of lords in Chea who remember, and the elves themselves, it was made for the son of King Falkyrie, the older brother of this king, whose wife and son were lost while traveling to the Lady's Forest. Because I bore the sword, the king, the one who lay dying, thought perhaps the gods meant me to take the throne after him, and so he spoke, but this too was not the quest for which I was called.
He would have given his kingdom to you?
That was Verakai. Pox could feel the scorn from where she stood.
To a commoner? A peasant's child?
From the corner of her eye, Pox saw Duke Phelan's face whiten with rage. Before she could speak, the prince did.
Peace, Verakai. Gerd chose her paladin. Whatever her past, she has been given abilities that would grace any throne, and we will not have any guest insulted at this table.
He smiled at Pox. You will forgive Duke Verakai's surprise, lady. Those of us who live in the midst of families graced with every talent may find it difficult to credit such talents elsewhere. Pox thought she caught a bite of sarcasm in that. So did Verakai, who first paled, then reddened. She bowed. Your Highness, I can take no offense for truth spoken. I am a commoner, a sheep farmer's daughter, and I found the thought of myself on a throne as outlandish as Duke Verakai might wish. Indeed, that is not my destiny, nor do I seek it. But the dying king, loving his land much, thought a paladin might bring peace. That I can understand. And his lords, your Highness, loving their land and peace more than pride, would have agreed. She waited a moment for that to sink in. Some of the council found it hard to believe by their expressions. Instead of that, I was called to search for the rightful king, by bringing this sword where its true nature could be known, by tracing its history carefully, by searching for the man who was once the prince of Leonia. By all these means, I am to find the rightful heir to that throne and return him to his place. In warrant of this, I am accompanied by these king's squires of Leonia, who will witness the identity of the man when we find him and escort him to Chea.
Only three?
That was the younger prince, now listening alertly. Four began the quest with me, said Pox. One died. We have been beset by evil powers, lords, who do not want the rightful king found.
How will you know? Asked the High Marshal again.
By this sword. Pox laid her hand on the pommel. It felt warm to her touch. It was made for the prince, partially sealed to him in its forging. Had the journey they were on been complete, it would have been completely dedicated to him, and no one else could have drawn it. But that did not happen. The journey was never finished, so I have used it, and so have others, but according to the elves who made it, it will still acknowledge its true master when he draws it.
And where did you get it? Asked Verakai, still sour.
From Duke Phelan, said Pox.
That thief, muttered Verakai.